I love Embiid, but he ain't in my top five. He be killing, but he be in and out of it. He get hurt all the time. I like people who I know I can be there. Like, OGs are back. We are on the road in Indianapolis for the All-Star break. We got a great show for y'all today. If it's anything like the talk leading up to it, this is about to be bananas. Sure. Club 520, welcome to the crew, man. Appreciate y'all coming in.
I appreciate y'all having us, man.
Appreciate y'all having us.
No, this y'all town, man. I appreciate y'all having us over here, man. You know, you got to tap in. Yeah. You obviously go to different people's city, you got to tap in.
No Piggly Wiggly.
With the Piggly Wiggly, but you got to tap in, so I appreciate y'all hospitality. Appreciate y'all for having us, man.
And your show's dope.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Like elite, man. How y'all come up with Club 520? What does it mean?
Well, I guess I could say it. I got like a little miniature club in my basement at my house. Everybody in Indianapolis probably know.
He said miniature.
Yeah, that ain't miniature.
It's miniature.
It's miniature.
It ain't miniature.
Listen, it's cheap to live here. Look, that's why I live here. But I got a miniature club in my house, and we had a night one night, and it's a sign in my house that says Club 520, and it just all kind of happened like that. We was in the moment, and he was like, man, just call it Club 520, and that's how I came about it.
And now the All-Star game's here. Sir, you played the All-Star game.
For sure.
I didn't.
We ain't got to worry about no like L.A. out here, man. Be going in your pockets out in L.A. with the All-Star. They got these motherfuckers out here going in your pockets.
Nah, they show.
They didn't tell you when the All-Star was in L.A. when we first got in the league. Be careful out here.
Yeah, every time you come to L.A., I forgot the dude. Now they tell you to watch out for it. You get your chain, you get everything. But
magic.
You magic. There you go. Now boom.
Your ass. Yeah. Get all your L.A. right All-Star when we was coming up.
Yes, yeah.
Everybody watch out for them boys when you go to L.A.
I didn't have to worry about things I don't have to worry about.
But here we love stuff like this. So we love stars. We love seeing people, and we like one of them like have them here. We love embracing people when they come to the city. You walking around the city, they gonna go crazy.
Oh,
they gonna get out their car. They gonna stop. Yeah, that's just how it is.
I guarantee when they say, "Hey, Piggly Wiggly," you thought for a second, you're like, "Damn, should I go to Piggly Wiggly?" You thought about it. See.
How long y'all know each other?
I joined their podcast, really, because they invited me on one time, and I had a ball now. And I was done hooping. I'm like, yo, let's do that. I asked him to do a shoe podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just all kind of happened because I know him. Me and him been fooling forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we be outside. And me and him went to high school together. Uh-huh. So, like, it's all just kind of happened naturally.
High school.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You coach, right?
Yeah, I coach.
Hey, bigger than the All-Star game. We got a big game tonight.
Nah, don't talk about that game.
We got a big game
tonight.
Jeff Popovich.
Nah, we do got a big game.
There he is.
Coach. Yeah, start calling me that.
Coach.
Yeah, start calling me JP.
JP.
Not Jordan Poole. Look,
real JP.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough right now.
Nah, it's rough at Pike. Listen, I do coach high school basketball, and I coach my old high school, and it's been great, but we sad as hell.
Hold on, someone said Pops is your assistant coach?
Yeah, my Pops is the assistant.
Wow.
My little brother's assistant. And then all my homeboys from high school that played on that team with me.
That's love.
We're just trying to bring it back.
That's love.
Yeah. Team any good?
Hell no. I keep it real. We not good. Like, were you?
So this is year one?
Yes, year one. Year one.
So y'all got to go out and recruit.
You know that's coming.
Hey,
different squad next year.
Who the don't want to play for you in this city?
They blocked a lot of stuff, but we gonna get it done this year. I'm trying to be Mike Miller. I'm an agent right now.
You know how Mike get it done.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Sure. I coached high school 1 year.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah,
in Memphis,
we won state.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know how he got it done, right?
Yes, it was. I coached him up.
Bought all the best players.
Oh, I had. Listen.
Who was your player?
I tell you, my adage, I've always said it. Hubie Brown was the smartest one I ever seen. X and O's, give me Jimmy's and Joe's.
Yeah.
I ain't got to be a great coach.
That want to work.
Get out the way.
So who was on your team?
My son.
Nice.
We had a kid that went to Jarrell Colbert, who's now at Kansas State.
Nice.
Ahmad Noel, who just committed to UConn. Yeah. My son's at Creighton.
Yep.
I had another kid that walked on it, Creighton, Xander Yates.
Damn.
Yeah, no, I had a whip. I wasn't coaching.
Yeah.
DJ Matlock, who's really good, played for his dad in college. We had five Division I players.
And now let's ask where my kids are going.
Yeah, but y'all doing it the right way, though. They need help. These kids need help.
Nah, for sure.
My biggest thing, the reason I did it was selfishly for my kids, but, like, they need to learn what it's like when you go to college. Cause no one cares. Like, it's not about that no more. Like, it's about the routines and the grinds and getting better. Like, these ain't, like, it's a different now because people are, you know, the transfer portal, all that. We talk about it on every one of our podcasts.
Yeah.
It's softening these guys up a little bit, but they need some real in their life.
I ain't got the patience for these.
I know you don't.
I can't do it.
I know you don't.
I can't. It's hard.
So can we ask y'all some questions since we're talking about college and going there?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here
y'all
for.
Y'all both went to Florida.
Yes, sir.
I had a chance to play with a Gator myself. I got to play with Al Horford.
Oh.
He was a two-time champ.
Eddie, buddy.
Yeah, that's my guy. But why Florida? Why Billy D?
I mean, for me, you know what I'm saying, I want to stay close to home. I ain't never been nowhere far, so I want to stay close to home.
Yeah.
And my homeboy went to UF, Brent Wright.
Okay.
Went to my high school. So the way it was set up was Anthony Grant was from Miami. He went to my high school as well. He was assistant coach at Florida. So Anthony Grant from Overtown. He's from the hood. So I had a relationship with Coach Grant already. So for me, it was just more so trust. When you come from where we come from, you don't trust too many people.
Yeah.
You don't trust nobody. So I actually had somebody in the college atmosphere that I trusted, and it was a black man. You know what I'm saying? So it was somebody who I looked up to, obviously. He went to my high school, so it was history there. And I just ain't want to go nowhere where it was snow. I ain't never seen snow. I ain't want to go nowhere cold.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I see something this weekend, my boy.
Now this good here.
I just needed the money.
Cha-ching.
No, I'm just playing.
Cha-ching.
I love the
fact.
I love the fact.
Cha-ching.
To be honest with you, for me, they had an unbelievable team already coming in. Like, we had a top three recruiting class in the country led by these dudes, you know what I mean? And so it came down to, for me, it was Kansas, Kentucky, and Florida. And at that time, Florida didn't have it or hadn't done what Kansas or Kentucky did. I want to do something different. I've always been that way.
Yeah.
And then when I saw these dudes that were going there, it was like, all right, we got a chance to come in here and do something else. So it was dope. And Coach Donovan was – we had a real young group that was coming in.
Billy loved Mike. It was me and my homeboys coming. Now, all of us come in the office one day.
Look what you started.
It's three of us. Me, my homeboy Brent, and my homeboy Major Parker. God bless the dead. MP passed away from a heart attack. We walk in the office. Billy see me and my homeboys. Hey, Brent. Hey, Mike. Hey, UD. How you doing? Hey, what's up, Coach? Mike walk in the office right after us. Skater, hey, Mike. Damn. We ain't just.
So you was a chosen one.
Yeah. What?
Oh, y'all had what's my guy?
He took his glasses off.
Chosen.
Oh, what's my guy though? Y'all had the third person that came in with y'all.
Teddy Dupay.
Harris Hart.
Dupay.
Teddy Dufresne.
Hey.
Oh, he was way better than Mike. Like,
oh no, he got buckets though.
Way better than Mike. That's what he told Mike.
That's what he told me.
Oh, you rank higher than me. I'm way better than you.
Yeah.
But he was crazy in high school.
Yo, dead nice.
Shoot that. Yeah. I watched a documentary about him.
Oh.
Like maybe 2 weeks ago. He was going crazy. What did he average, 40 a senior year?
Yes, that's yes. Crazy. He broke the state scoring record.
He had 71 in a playoff game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, listen, he could shoot
and
from half court,
was
really.
The size of
and
his throne.
It was like a regular shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He was little. But he believed in himself, brother.
What's happening, people? It's your OG here. You know I've been hitting on Prize Picks all football season. With the basketball season still in full swing, it's definitely not too late if you want to get in on some of this action. Prize Picks is the most fun I've had in a long time, winning up to 25 times my money this football season. And now you can play during basketball season too. You just pick two or more players, pick more or less the numbers you projected them to have at the end of the night, and place your entry. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you got the skills, you could turn $10 into $250 in just a couple taps. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and a normal selection of players and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one daily sports fantasy app. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesdays. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select players, projections up to 25% to provide even more value. Go to prizepicks.com/OGs and use codes OGs for first deposit matchup to $100.
I got a question though. So that 99-2010 versus that 06-07 team with Joe King.
Ooh, that's a good question. I just saw Joe on the way over here.
I got them kicking y'all ass.
That's a wrap.
I mean, they are two-time champs.
They're nice. They're nice.
They was nice.
They were nice.
They were good. I mean, they went back to back. They was good. I mean, I had the opportunity after they won the first championship, I had the opportunity, Coach Donovan had me come out to Gainesville. And I did catch a couple games when they came down to Miami, but I had an opportunity to talk to Al and Joe, and I told them I think they should stay in school. And that's when they came back and won another one. But talent-wise, they were good enough to go already. But my thing was, this was the best 4 years of my life. You ain't going to get this back once you leave. The NBA ain't going nowhere. And God's willing, y'all don't get hurt, y'all going to make y'all money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna make that money.
They asked the wrong gator because I'd have told him, get your ass up.
Yeah, especially Joe.
Hey, yo, hey, yo.
Joe was supposed to be number one pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was.
God damn you. Did you get some bad advice, bro?
Hey, they still got their
money. They got it done. They got it done.
In hindsight, you were right. Like, you go back to back championships, it created a lot more.
Who goes back to back?
Legendary.
What about college?
It's legendary.
What about they didn't, though?
That's what I'm saying.
What about Joe King would have came back?
I gotta believe that Lombardi speech I gave them boys catapulted them boys. Yeah.
Joe, Al, and Corey Brewer were top 10, weren't they?
Yeah, yep.
They was pretty.
That's elite, man.
I don't know what
Joe went 13, I think.
Did he?
He was lottery pick. I don't
really be knowing when people get drafted because I ain't.
That's your Indiana boy.
Yeah, so yeah. Greg and Mike, they from here.
Indiana. Everybody got a little sourpuss on.
Yeah, I wanted the games a little so bad.
Hey, okay, we got some.
Y'all was hating on us like that?
Man, what? Mike and Greg from here.
Yeah. Hey, bro, and they were. How crazy is that, man? That sucks for Greg Oden, too, man. Cause,
oh, man.
Like, I was actually just talking about because Mike Conley was my rookie in Memphis.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And to see where he's done and how he's still doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, but Greg Oden was that dude.
Bro,
Nice guy.
No.
Man. I hung out with that man one night. I said, never again. That man drinks called Patrinacy. Patron and Hennessy.
Jack. That's
Eastside Naptown. You
hung out with that one night. That boy said, yeah, let's get some of this Patrinacy. I said, what the f*** is that? Say Hennessy and Patron. I said, that don't even go together.
It don't.
That sound like jail time.
Outside of Patrinacy, though, Mike Conley was a too, though.
Oh, come on. We had to play them in high school.
Yeah.
Really?
And my high school was really good. Like, we probably had, like, 5 or 6 Division I players on our team.
They played together in high school, too, right?
Yep. What? They beat us every year, so we couldn't go to state.
Against tonight, they went to Lawrence North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a big rivalry since they days.
Yeah. And Greg and Mike was the same people they are now. Greg
so
was
Ohio State's NIL package back in the day must have been elite.
Oh, I know y'all got paid. I've been trying to ask Greg for the longest. Man, how much they gave you?
Man, for real.
They was about to go to Wake Forest. Can you believe that?
If you get injured in an accident at any time, not calling a lawyer means you're leaving money on the table. You don't never want to do that. We all know life can be crazy sometimes, so one person's negligence can result in another person's settlement. If you ever injure it, you can definitely check out Morgan & Morgan. We all know Morgan & Morgan is the largest firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and 1,000 lawyers that work with you. With over $20 billion recovered and 500,000 clients, Morgan & Morgan has definitely got a proven track record to fight to get you your money. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is extremely, extremely easy. Winning a championship is hard, especially when you did it 3 times. But submitting a claim with Morgan & Morgan is too easy. If you ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/DOGs or dial #529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/DOGs or #529 from your cell phone. This is definitely a paid advertisement. Did y'all know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? Y'all can grow lemon, avocado, olive, or fig trees inside your home on top of the variety of house plants available. Fast Growing Trees makes it too easy for you to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Whether you're looking to add shade, natural beauty, or privacy like myself, Fast Growing Trees has in-house experts ready to help you make the right selections with growing and care advice available 24/7. For a limited time only, you can buy one, get one free on their website. But listeners to our show get an additional 15% off using the code OGs at the checkout. Additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code OGs at checkout. FastGrowingTrees.com, code OGS. Offers only valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply, so hurry up and buy. I was about to ask you, why Wake Forest for you?
My mom, I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah,
keep it real.
How the hell did you get out of here to go to Wake Forest?
Yeah.
I was going to Indiana.
Yeah.
Eric Gordon decommitted from Illinois to go to Indiana. Yep. But his bag was bigger than mine. So my mom was like,
Everybody got paid but us.
You a goddamn lie about us, my ass. Don't you do that. Don't you do that, because I'll tell it.
Hey, go ahead.
I'll tell it.
His bag was bigger than mine, man. I don't remember who the coach was, like, because I ain't calling no coaches out, but yeah, my mom was like, we're going to go somewhere where they actually care about you. So I went to Wake Forest.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell it.
No, you ain't going
to. I got time today.
All
right. We sitting in the room. We had a road game.
Oh, this is
knock
bad.
On the door. You know, you got to share rooms in college.
Yeah.
You got to do that. We got these little double beds. So I'm just laying on the bed, knock on the door. This is my roommate. He get up. He go to the door. No words. Nobody say nothing. Complete silence. You remember the old school toothbrush holders? You put the toothbrush in and you open it up. That came back in the room, had a toothbrush holder, opened the up. The motherfucker full of money. I say, Jack, I don't want to know where you got it from, but cut me in or cut it out. Listen, I don't want it. It's none of my business where it came from. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people get killed for information, so keep to yourself. But all you is got to cut me in on a couple of duckies.
These are lies, bro.
I ain't no motherfucking lie. I ain't a lie. Listen, I ain't heard
nothing.
He went
home, man. He just lied
to this day, I still don't know who dropped that. He ain't told me nothing.
Which one?
Yeah, which one? Let me hear it.
Listen, man, I ain't trying to incriminate nobody. Listen,
shout out to the
these people still got jobs, man.
Hey, man, listen, man. Hey,
I'm just saying, tell them the story.
I ain't gonna say the school.
Crazy thing is, we're having these stories like this, and it meant something. Now it is what it is.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say the school.
Them little bit of crumbs that you had in that toothbrush holder, you might have couldn't have been that much because it's only this big. You're getting stacks and racks.
I know.
It's wires now.
Sure. Great deposits now. They ain't
like,
even hiding.
Like Dion say, 50,000 for a walk on. Picture that.
I want to hear this story though.
So I go to a school with my assistant coach from high school. He take me up there. We in the room. He talking, and the coach was like, "Yeah, I got some gear for you, but let me go out. I gotta go real quick." He lead the room. We looking there through the gear. We get there. It's like 50,000. I look at my coach. I'm like, "Oh." Like, damn, my heart beating fast. I ain't never had no money. So I'm like my coach, he really ain't had no money. He like, you coming here or what? What are you doing? Like, hey, I don't know. My mom and him, I got to ask my mom. And he's like, no, this is where you need to be. So I'm like, yeah. So he looked at me. He was like, they ain't going to tell on us. Man, he took about 10,000. I'm like, I'm scared. Like, damn.
They ain't going to tell on us.
He's like, what they going to do, tell on us?
Yeah, well, they can't.
He was, I'm going to give you 1,000 when we get in the car. And when I got older, I started thinking about, like, this bum ass
nigga. Yeah, you know.
Hey, you gave me 1,000. It was 50,000.
The whole other 49?
I see him the other day. I'm still mad at him about that.
He needs to come work for me now.
Yeah, he gave me 1,000.
The real.
The real Suge Knight.
He put you in a 360 deal.
Definitely did. Risked my eligibility for him. But it's all good.
My pops. I didn't take no visits. I committed to Florida early. God bless them. My pops passed away. Speak to me for 2 weeks because I committed to Florida.
Where he wanted you to go?
She wanted a bag. You ain't came home with no money, Jack. You ain't even try. You just committed early and just stuck with that. My pops like, you ain't gonna take no more visits? You don't want to look at nothing else? You don't want to try nothing else? Nah, I'm here. This is where I want to go. My speak to me for 2 weeks.
Miami recruit you?
Yeah, everybody recruited
me. USF would have cashed you out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're absolutely right. One of my boys, BB Walton. BB, know you got, boy, you got it.
I'm tapped in, bro.
You got it. You remember?
So why you ain't got, what made Florida though? Like
I said, it was just a pipeline. It was a pipeline. Like I said, Anthony Grant went to university. It went to Miami High with my high school. And he from
money
the hood.
Didn't sway you no way,
huh?
The money couldn't get you.
Nah, man.
Grant was a hard coach though, boy. He don't play.
Yeah.
I had some dudes that went to Mount Verd. Was getting recruited by him. He said he don't play.
Yeah.
But that's you, though.
Yeah, we needed that.
But I seen you.
We needed
some
that.
Some of them heat games. So, you confrontational to the money.
He's confrontational.
That's what he's here for. That's what all he wants. He don't want this. You don't want
this. I'm just competitive.
I play with Jimmy Butler.
I'm competitive.
Oh, here we go.
I play with Jimmy, and Jimmy my guy. I love Jimmy. You one of the few people I seen go at Jimmy like how you went at Jimmy.
Me and Jimmy speak the same language, though.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
We speak the same language.
I do.
The next day, me and Jimmy was drinking coffee playing dominoes.
I can see that.
Never happened. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know how it is growing up in the hood.
Yeah.
You fight with your homeboy, and the next day, y'all at the park playing basketball together.
Yeah.
Over with. You move on.
Now, that's love. I always love that about y'all, like y'all team. It's like y'all could talk to each other on the court. Like even when Bron and them was there, I used to hear y'all yelling at each other.
Oh, that's
be like, oh, we got him. We got him. The next thing I know, I'm like, clapping hands.
That's what it was in Atlanta in the playoffs.
Yeah,
I thought y'all had
worry,
us.
Don't worry about that.
I thought y'all had us.
Stop that, man.
We can talk about that for a minute.
Why not? Talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Y'all thought y'all had us.
We never thought we was. When I played y'all, I remember one year we thought we was gonna beat y'all. I remember we had got Jamal Crawford. I think it was
so cold, boy.
First or second year.
Jamal Crawford was a buck.
They had a crazy backcourt.
We thought we was going to beat the Bulls and we was going to get to you guys. And we like, we got them. We match up well. And we got Joe. We got Josh. We got Al for the Fords.
I remember that.
I was like, Mario came with me. That's how we felt. Like, Mario, I'm like, Mario, what's wrong with that? We good.
Better not let Mario hit it.
I know.
Yeah, I love Rio. Rio.
I love Rio.
I just said my dog. That's my dog. He's just competitive. Rio.
But then we ran into D-Rose MVP year.
Oof. That's a different.
That D-Rose.
We didn't count on him. We had forgot. Man, he lit us up, bro. I was guarding him worse. Yeah, I'm going to leave it there.
That's the thing that sucks about this league, man, is like you see D-Rose, people forget how unbelievable he
was. Amazing.
Legend. Oh, it was crazy.
No,
was
legend.
Crazy. Legend.
Legend.
Oh, listen, it was hell guard now.
Man.
All kinds of schemes. Hard show, blitz, trap.
Elite, though.
Everything.
Sure.
That Bulls team is elite.
We thought we was going to beat them to get to y'all. We forgot. I'm like, what the hell? Y'all forgot about them? They the number one seed. Like, what the?
Yeah, they were the number one seed that year.
That was record shit.
Mm-hmm. But we dropped that shit off too, though.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, it really did.
That East was nasty back then, though.
It was.
Because Indiana was good.
Y'all I was about to say, as a Pacer fan, I got to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? I understood it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all won those series. But I would like y'all to speak, like, how was those series? Because, like, those were really good series. I know it's the Pacers people don't talk about us a lot. Shit. But that Pacers heat, especially for those 2 years, that was a real rivalry. Like, y'all, it was a really good basketball series.
Listen, that was honestly who we worried about every year.
Yeah.
For real?
We worried about the Pacers.
Yeah.
We did. It was always, they was always like one or two, or we were one or two, and then you had Boston in there. You know what I'm saying? But we always worried about the Pacers. David West, big ass Roy Hibbert,
Paul George,
D. Granger. Yeah, like Lance. Like we did worry about them. And the first time we beat them, we had home court advantage. So we kept reading in the paper that they were saying next year, if they have home court, they can win it. They have home court. All we needed is home court. So that stuck in our head. Stuck in our head the whole season. So next year they got what they wanted. They got number one seed and we had number two. And they got home court. And we made it personal. Because we had just remembered that they were saying that it made it seem like the only reason we won because we had home court. It was like, well, if we would have had home court, we would have won. Next year we get home court, we're going to win. Okay, now y'all got home court. Now what y'all going to do?
Y'all team was cheating, though. Let's keep it real.
No,
I remember when Bron came to Miami. Everybody was like, oh, this is weak. I ain't going to lie, this week. I ain't give a fuck. I was in my third year. I was like, I don't care. I just want to hoop. I'm trying to get paid. But I remember Joe. I was at Joe Johnson's house, and he was just like, why would they do this? He's like, this weak, man. Bron, he weak for that. Then when I got older, and I seen KD do it, and I was like, why would he do this? Like, that weak. But when y'all came together, that it was crazy. And I thought you was leaving. I was hype as hell.
I was going to leave.
I was hype. I'm like, they ain't got the glue.
I was.
Yeah, they ain't got nobody.
They ain't had no money.
I know.
Because of him.
But you got it back.
See how I get blamed for everything.
Him.
But you always get blamed for getting that money. And I walk with
him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He still get the money, man.
Oh, yeah.
He do. He's the money, man.
What I would say about that team is we all had to go through a process of nobody wanted to step on each other's toes.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to make everybody feel comfortable. We had that training camp on the Army base. I think that's when Bron went at D-Wade, D-Wade went at Bron, I went at CB, everybody went at each other, and I think that kind of helped smooth it out. Cause
I really hated y'all then, though, because y'all had that on TV.
They had that on TV.
I was watching, I was like, damn.
Bro, it looked like Remember the Titans, bro, when they went to
I ain't going
to
say I hated y'all. I hated Norris Cole and Mario Chalmers, because I was like, damn. And I think Pat Bev was there.
Yeah, Pat Bev was there.
I was like, they lucky to know my like, damn. But I didn't know, like, be honest, the Rio and them, their job was probably harder.
Oh.
D-Wade said this to me not too long ago. He said, I didn't realize how hard your job was.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that comes into the game and not knowing how many shots or where he's going to get his shots from, but you got to be ready. He's like, I never really thought about how hard it was to be in your position. He's like, me, I know I'm going to get my shots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get whatever I want. I'm going to do whatever I want. He's like, I never thought about how hard it is for a guy that don't know where their shot's coming from, don't know when they're going to get them, to still be ready. He's like, I thought about it the other day. He's like, that can't be
easy. The most messed up part about our jobs really was that. Like, everyone says sacrifice. Sacrifice is cute, man. If you know what the result's gonna be, if you don't know what the result's gonna be,
boy.
You sacrifice for nothing.
There's some dog nights.
He did. Chris Bosh had a big one.
For sure.
With great impact,
he was in
though,
Toronto.
Championship impact.
It's Toronto CB.
But give it. But if his health doesn't, if he doesn't end up get the clots though, like what they did for him there would extend his career forever because he never shot three. He came to us.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Spo was so ahead of that. Yes. That the small ball. Like I'm telling you, CB, if he stayed healthy, would have been still be playing.
Everybody think that our most important player was Bron. Our most important player, not our best player, but our most important player was CB.
Yeah.
Yep. Damn.
He was our most important player.
Yeah.
For real.
Because if Bron went down. You could bring in D-Wade, and it's not the same player, but you're going to get similar results of what you're going to get out of the player. Making plays, he can go for 30. We couldn't simulate it. We ain't have another CB. If that went down and he got hurt, we didn't have another one of those.
And the way Spo started using him, too, was impossible to guard. Like, he was shooting threes. Like, he was –
that's why
– that man was cold, brother.
Nah, he closed it out on threes as a big.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And well, that was back when no one threes, too.
Pick a pop threes.
I ain't letting y'all do that. Al Horford was the first one.
Hell
no. Yeah, he was. Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
Listen, I love Al Horford. He's a Gator, but nah. Man.
Nah, he was the first one shooting threes.
How about Dirk Diggler?
Huh?
Let's go with Dirk Nowitzki. How about that?
Dirk was – he was never a four. I mean, he was never a center. He was always a small four, power four.
Al was not a center.
Al was a center for us. Listen, Al, the reason Roy Hibbert had to retire.
Mm.
Oh.
We played the Pacers.
There's a couple reasons that Roy Hibbert retired. I got some of that, too.
You can make a long podcast on that.
There's a couple reasons Roy had to get up out of there.
Yeah,
I got some of that, too.
Hey, crazy.
I'm just being honest.
I love it. But look, you got to think about it. We played them, and I'll never forget. I watched the game back, and one of the announcers was like, this is not a series. Doug Collins was like, this is not a series for Roy Hibbert. They're going to play five out. And we start like, with Bud, he was like, we're going to play five out. We're going to spread the floor and shoot as many threes as you can.
God, I love that.
Because we was the eighth seed. We didn't think we was like – he was like, we weren't even trying to make the playoffs. We was trying to get Giannis. We were tanking to get Giannis. And literally, Lou Williams on our team, he was like, fuck that. Let's make the playoffs. You know, like the office, like they wasn't playing people or nothing. He was like, "That we going to the playoffs." And we end up making the AFC. And then Bud was like, "Let's just shoot as many threes as we can." And we played five out. And Roy Hibbert was up. Like I was walking to the basket. Like he out there with Al and Perro. I'm just throwing it to him. Hey man, we was five out. Mike Scott was five. We played all small guys. And that was the first time everybody was like, "Oh." And then they went on. They beat us. We was up 3-2. Got nervous. Lost in Atlanta. Game six. We was scared as hell.
Remember that?
We was like, we was shaking. We up like eight. We like with like 2 minutes to go. David West was like, these don't know how to win. I'm like, we don't. I was like, we don't. David West took over. Him and PG. I'm over there looking like, damn, we go game seven, lose, whatever. But that was when the small ball first kicked.
I mean, for me, my situation, Roy, I ain't going to put that on Roy. That was on the coaching. That's on Vogel. Vogel with that bull thinking I'm going to be the motherfucker that's going to lose it for us. He's going to leave me open. So he's going to leave. He's going to keep big Roy at the paint because Bron and D-Wade like to penetrate and get in the paint and get to the basket. And he figured Roy going to guard the basket. That's when everybody was big on that verticality rule.
Yep, facts.
And Roy was big. He was great at that. Stand in front of that rim and jump up straight vertical. You can't finish over him. So I was going to be always the outlet. I was always the outlet in that series. So the it was really just letting me shoot. Like, that was going to be the game plan. That's disrespectful.
That motherfucker shoot.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. And then the thing about it is, the motherfucker tried it again the next year. The same scheme. What the fuck you think? I got worse at shooting?
He can't do it again.
Yeah, he can't do it again. 8-9 on your ass again.
All we needed was home court, UD.
8-9 on your ass again. So I ain't going to put that on Roy. That was Vogel with that bullshit.
We're going to put that on Roy, too.
Yeah, I took that a little personal, Vogel. I mean, we all right now, but when I still see him, I'll be like, I don't know how I feel about
y'all
you.
A question, though. Like, y'all play with great players, obviously. D-Wade, Bron, you. But, like, who was the best player? Like, you had to say, between all the players you played, who was the best?
That I've ever played?
Yeah, that you played with. And you like, yeah. Who was the best?
Man, let me tell you something, man.
I don't have to second guess that one. That's a quick answer.
It's got
to
be Bron.
Bron.
It's got to be Bron. But what I'm going to say this is, I watched D-Wade and Bron play one-on-one. I saw that game.
Mm. Who won?
D-Wade won that game.
All right, so I'm disrespectful when I say James Harden better than D-Wade?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hold on. We got some for him. We're getting to that. I'm just saying.
I got to ask you a bunch of questions.
Hold on.
You disrespected Michael Jackson, too. We're going to get to that.
Please don't. Please.
No, we got to get to that.
We're still suffering from that.
We got to get to that.
We're getting to that.
Even if I say Mike can't see.
Hold on a second. LeBron is the best basketball player of all time. I mean,
Yeah, just because he lost one on one to D Wade doesn't matter.
In our era.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Do you think he's the best all time? You think he's better than
Mike? My goat is MJ. And that's just because Bron, me and Bron, same age. Like, so
I just, it's to me, like, you can say five things that, like, MJ was my favorite player.
For sure.
And he did so many, like, it's what we said, we grew up watching him.
Yeah.
But LeBron's going to be top five in every major statistical category there is when he's done.
Yeah, Bron number one for me.
Yeah. Bron's
most
number one.
Buckets ever.
Bron's number one.
And we don't consider him a scorer.
And the crazy thing is, the thing is, he never really
considered
himself
to
be a scorer.
And there's illegal defense. Like, there, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of different shit going on now. Like, I'm telling you, that one, I hate arguing that one because, like, come on, man. You can say five things about MJ. Okay. Damn, you're right, dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I
but
will
Bron going to have top five. Like, he did this forever.
Nah, Bron, my guy.
Bron. And I got Kobe somewhere up there.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe up there for sure, yeah.
Kobe somewhere up there for me as well.
Yeah, like, yeah Kobe up there.
Kobe three for me. Kobe three for
Kobe
me.
Kobe three for you? Kobe. So you got Bron, MJ, and Kobe?
Yep.
I ain't going to lie to you. Shaq up there in my top
I like
five.
That. Yeah. I like Bron, MJ.
I'll put Larry Legend up there. Y'all can tell me what y'all want. We're in Indiana. French Lick, baby.
Hey, that's my daddy's favorite player now.
Larry Bird.
Hell yeah, my daddy loves Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Oh, that's my man.
He top five.
Me and Larry cut grass together, man.
Top five.
Oh, that's in your top five?
Top five.
Nah, what you think about it?
I'm gonna let y'all talk.
No.
Hey, Bird.
Hey, listen. I said I like him. I didn't say top five. What you say?
Larry Bird. Oh, ISO Bird was crazy too.
Well, he did Dominique Wilkins.
Damn, good call, Mike.
Tough.
Greasy.
Tough. No one wanted to see him.
He got y'all lineage crack.
Homage.
He said you don't put enough respect on y'all. Yeah. So I'll give you five for sure.
Yeah. Top five?
Man.
But I
don't
see,
know.
What kind of help, what kind of pushed me back with that too is a little bit is because he had a wit, bro. His team was loaded. Kevin McHale don't get enough respect.
No, Kevin McHale was
my
boy.
Yes.
What's his name?
Johnson. Chief. Robert Parrish.
And one of the coolest coaches ever. Kevin McHale was one of the dopest coaches ever.
Yeah, I can see that.
Dennis cool Johnson, Echo One.
Yeah.
They
had a whip.
But every team that won championships has that, though. Like, I hate that conversation.
Nah.
Man, you win. Have. Okay, hold on. If you don't.
Johnson,
if
your team is
what you mean?
Magic.
Kareem?
Cool. Worthy. They cheat.
No, I agree. But what I'm saying though is like if you don't
that
win
is a loaded team.
But hold up. Here's the argument though. Like if you don't win 6-7 championships, you're not the best of all time. You can't win 6-7 championships without having some dudes
good players.
Around.
Yeah, okay. Facts.
Like
yeah.
So it's like you can't have it both ways cuz like then you start thinking about to me that team was cheating. But like he said our Miami team was cheating too.
Yeah, but that was kind of fixed in the right way. That was free agency. Yeah. Magic Johnson was getting picked to come on, Michael.
How y'all get James Worthy and y'all just want
to
chip? That's
crazy. I ain't going to lie to you. I wasn't alive to see all that. But I just know all I know is I saw my own two eyes. Like, yeah.
They still had to go through Boston, though.
Yep.
With all that talent, they still had to go through Boston. Boston, Bird, they were dropping, Bird, the, Bird, they were dropping their ass off.
I ain't going to lie to
Bird,
you.
They were dropping their
Bird
ass off.
I might be on a, you know what I'm saying, ledge here. Will the kids now revere Luka Doncic like we, like Vera Larry Bird? Obviously, he ain't got the accomplishment.
Be the same thing. You gonna have to win championship, but I tell you what, he is cold blooded though.
I can't talk to them like that because they value championships. Like I don't care about them. Like when I look at a player, that's how I got my D Wade and James Harden. When I look at a player, I just look like how they affect the game and what they do.
Yeah.
Like when you go hoop, you like I can't fuck with him. Like everybody got a moment where you be like, all right, he got me.
No, there's hooping.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's other kind of hooping, right? Like I value championship because at the end of the day, that's what we do. We play to win.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The reality is that you're going to have to put that in, and it's not going anywhere. If we ever have a conversation in 10 years from now and Luka does whatever he does, the conversation is going to start with, did he win?
Yeah.
Facts.
Because that's where – now, it's like me wanting to, like, have him slow-mo me and body me, I don't want none of that action.
Yeah, facts.
I don't want to see none of it. But at the end of the day, like, if he's going to be up there at that top of, like, being – talked about like Larry's gonna have to win some chips now.
That's
but it's also a team you have though.
100%. Like, no. That's why it's so, a lot of these guys go through it and don't win championships and they're not talked about.
So if he don't
win, Barkley was a bad motherfucker.
So if he don't win, he's not gonna be top five.
Luka.
I can't put him there.
I can't.
Damn, Mike, you some creep.
Nah, I can't.
You're gonna
I gotta agree.
Who are you bumping out of your top five?
I gotta agree.
But you gotta bump someone out too now.
I gotta agree.
True.
You bumping Kobe out?
No,
because all the other guys that's in the top five won.
You bumping MJ guys, out? You bumping LeBron out?
Yeah, all the other guys that's in the top five won.
No, hold on. You got. This is just a random five. We got Mike.
One.
LeBron.
One.
Kobe.
One.
Larry.
One.
Shaq.
One.
Larry Shaq.
All of them won.
Cause me and him is one and the same. Like, we do strictly just hoop, bro. Mm-hmm. Just strictly, if you just picking the five and rocking with it, it's kind of hard to not put Luka in the conversation because he's damn
near. Already? I love Luka. Don't get it twisted. He is. No, he's unbelievable.
He's a young bull coming in the game. Larry Bird came in the game. He was 35. So he was already seasoned. He
is.
Drink
a beer, smoke a
cigarette.
Drink a beer, smoke a cigarette.
Go look at Larry Bird at IU.
ISU.
He was at IU. No, he was at IU before he was at ISU.
No, but I'm saying.
Stop.
Transfer with his brother? What happened?
He was an IU prior shoot.
Yeah, but they had to go through that. They did those years in college. Luka being killing professional athletes at a young age. He started at 16.
Yes.
Going crazy.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard, bro. By the time he's 33, 34, look what he's doing in the NBA today. Yes.
So how old is he now? How old is he now?
Yeah, I think it was 23, 24.
So he got, by
Luka?
The time he's 30.
Yeah, he in the 5.
4 years, maybe 20.
So he still got plenty.
He's still got plenty of time to win.
He under 25 for sure.
No. Oh,
he still got a long time.
But he gotta get some rings before
he still got a long time.
Yeah, he's way under 30.
See, the rings don't. I can't like Kyle.
So here's the issue because I'm with you guys. I hear what y'all are saying.
Yeah.
I see what y'all are saying, right? When it's small difference between Larry and Luka at the end of the day, there's got to be something that differentiates it.
Touche.
What's the thing? Championships. Because if you're going to say that top five from top five to top 20, they all go at it.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all dead nice. So, but I'm saying though, like there has to be something that separates it though. Like when you make that decision, there has to be something that separates. And
part of it is you keep saying, look at a team. Part of it is motherfucker make them better. To whom much is given, much is required.
Sure.
You're paid a lot of money to make these motherfuckers around you better.
Look at that coach.
Pastor Haslam?
To whom much is given, much is required. Don't be complaining. That we could talk about, because now, now we can get on the Milwaukee Bucks. We could talk about motherfuckers complaining about everything around them instead of doing what they're supposed to do.
We done opened up the bag.
Hold on.
Hey, look at what the cat dug in.
Do that. Not on my Bucks.
Get on that.
Hear the deer.
We're gonna get on that.
What you got?
You got season tickets back?
I think from what I've gathered from great players, all the ones that I've played with have made people around them better.
For sure.
It wasn't about the coaches. It wasn't about what I got. What I got is enough. And that's what they put in their mind, and that's what they made the people around them believe. Mm-hmm. So if you can get your guys around you to believe that what we got is enough, then already you're ahead of the game. Mm. So don't be going out there talking about what you don't got. Don't be talking about the players around you. Mother, you got $200 million to help us win. Figure it the fuck out. Huh?
Since we're talking about it, I think Giannis won with less than everybody in y'all top five.
Hold on, don't disrespect my game.
Damn! Hey, you right. That's cold.
Damn.
Listen. That's also a year that if Brooklyn and Kyrie don't get hurt, I don't know how to play out.
I spoke the truth.
You spoke on that.
Say it again.
They ass was in trouble if Kyrie ain't get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in trouble. Kyrie ain't hurt.
Didn't wear a size 35 and shoot. They would have probably.
You ain't lying.
I close out, PJ.
What I'm saying, when he got to the championship, you got to put respect on that, bro. And shout out to everybody on the Bucks. But that Bucks team cannot compare to those Lakers teams, to those Miami Heat teams. It's just he won at a high level, bro, with basically role players, bro. He didn't have another star.
Okay, so with that being said, why are we going to give Luka or anybody else that pass?
That's
if Giannis can do it, why can't Luka do it? Why can't all these other gotta get paid all that money?
You gotta give him time.
I ain't saying no give him time. We gonna give him time, but at the end of his career, if he ain't won, I don't want to hear nobody no top five.
I'm rolling with that too.
I don't want to hear nobody no top five.
I can't. I like pure hooping.
Listen.
So when I look at like Kyrie, Kyrie won a chip.
I don't function well in losing spaces.
That's when I'm losing,
I start making bad decisions.
The culture coming out.
I don't function well in losing spaces. Losing make me do bad.
That's why you hang around me all the time.
Yeah. Losing keep me up all night, and that's
the coach was coming up.
Idle time is a devil playground. I lose too much, I get to thinking crazy.
Hey, that's why you hang out with the kids?
That patrinacy come back in you.
Yeah. So,
that patrinacy kick you in.
Yeah, no, I don't want none of that. So for me, dog, I can't. I understand what you're saying, but I cannot not win.
That's all right. So I'm out of pocket for D-Wade James Harden.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, no, we don't touch on that. We ain't letting that slide. We got to talk about that.
But I understood from the perspective of when these kids go to the court, they want to get in their bag.
For sure.
Boom, boom, boom. D-Wade was more, I'm going to get to my spot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put this pull-up two in your face or whatever it is. And if you could guard it, good luck. But motherfucker, I'm going to get to my spot and take my shot. So most of these kids ain't doing that no more.
They can't do it.
He's got a whole bag and another bag in the car. Motherfucker can't walk and chew bubble gum, but he could dribble his ass off and do all the drills he see on TV. So I understood that perspective.
I wasn't disrespecting D-Wade. I think he's a...
So the question is at Carlos Bancos. Does Jeff still think ringless foul merchant Harden is better than Hall of Fame D-Wade? I didn't write the question.
That's a loaded question.
Like, that is a loaded question.
That's crazy.
Listen.
I think James Harden is the number three shooting guard of all time. Me, just like watching his game, going against him, competing against him. Like, it was real life scheme. Like, you had to scheme for D-Wade too.
Mm-hmm.
But... James Harden, when he was by himself in Houston, bro, they was going to the Western Conference Finals every year. They was doing all this stuff. And he was unbelievable, averaging 35, yes. 8,
yes.
8.
Yes.
He's one of the easiest scorers there's been.
Like it was he was unguardable. And no offense, I mean, like I ain't trying to disrespect D-Wade. When before Bron got there, no disrespect to you too, Miami was damn near – y'all was competing with us, the Hawks. Like, we was going back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
yeah.
wasn't like that. Nah. Then Bron came, different stratosphere.
Flash was a well, wait, six wait, now. Wait,
it wait. Was nasty. I wasn't there. He was
wait,
nasty.
Wait, what I ain't going to let you
had
do
King
is.
King Kong ball.
What I ain't going to. No. What I ain't going to let you do is act like we ain't won a championship before Bron got there.
Nah.
Four six.
The braids, UD.
Oh, God.
Fresh out UD.
Fed, straight back.
Yeah, fresh out the Fed.
I got you.
Yeah, you ain't gonna let that.
Straight back.
Yeah, that they, you ain't gonna not.
They
like,
brought them back recently. UD, yeah. What's up? You gotta bring them back.
That UD right there was fighting for his motherfucking life. That UD ain't had no money. That UD ain't had no money. That UD watched what Dirk did in the playoffs to San Antonio and Tim Duncan them. That UD was fighting for his motherfucking life. And I had my homeboys. Hey, you let that German cook you, boy. You would never hear the end of it. So you talk about a. I had an AS times 10.
Nah, facts.
Well, he ain't going to let you do.
Nah. And no disrespect. Y'all was nasty. D-Wade, he's a GOAT. He was nasty.
Ugly after that.
But after that.
Yeah, yeah. It got rough. We had some rough patches.
I see.
We had some rough patches.
For a reason. He's in them camp. I seen Joe. Joe was having moments. Hey. I'm over there like,
not enough talked about ISO Joe.
ISO Joe.
One of my favorites.
First of all.
One of the coldest.
Listen.
Buddy, talk about easy score.
Did you? Come on, man. Hey, listen. Didn't you have to guard him in college?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that went for me.
Well, I know we won.
We won. We beat the ass. We beat the ass.
Dead nice.
No, he's a bad boy.
He cold, but I knew, like, when I used to watch the games.
He still does the same stuff. That's how good he was.
Yeah, he's
you going to watch him right now, he's just going to rock you to sleep. Yeah,
cold.
Yeah.
But I agree with everything you said.
After that,
I agree with that.
I was like, I don't know about Miami. It's fun to go there, though.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. That boy D Wade is built different though.
Nah, he nasty.
Big moments
legend.
And stuff.
But like, I used to see him and look, Joe.
I'm telling you, like blocking shot. But I'm saying like, you can say offensive package wise, I get it. But like, just impacting games, D Wade was unbelievable.
Nah, for sure.
Defensively, and, big steals, big blocks. Like he just like
win the game.
Like as a teammate, you walk out of like, oh, we got this.
That's why I would take D Wade over him. It's because of the impact on the game, the impact on winning. That's what I'm going to say. Not just the game, the impact that he has on winning.
D, but when those years were sour in Miami, James Harden, when he had those same type of teams, he did more with less.
And didn't win.
That's a fact.
Didn't win.
But they weren't winning.
It looked good.
Let me ask you this, because this is a good conversation then. I like this. Is James Harden better on worse teams?
Yeah.
So if you put him on good teams, oh, damn, that's not a good thing to be.
I'm not saying
he looks really good with the Clippers. Mm-hmm. He looks really good with the Clippers.
I ain't saying he was on worse teams, but I'm saying when he had his teams, they always was winning. Like he never had bad years.
He
like,
won 50 games a year,
y'all. Okay, bro, but what did they win?
I'm just saying they never had bad years. It was a time when y'all was in Miami where it was like,
so what God, we doing?
Damn, we bad. Yeah. Y'all got Mike Beasley.
You're right. I give you that. We had a tough year. We went
James
down.
Nard never had a bad year.
But at the end of the day, there's only one champion.
I feel that. So y'all like was
Ricky
tanking.
Bobby say, mother you ain't first, you last. I don't care about all them numbers. I don't care about all them numbers.
It's quote game crazy.
Don't matter to me. Did you win at the end of the day? That's all I want to know. What you averaged, what you did. I want to see if you won some.
James Harden. Listen, James Harden is really unbelievable.
Yeah. We're talking about two legends, like two, maybe three or four.
Both two legends. Yeah, all
famous. It's no disrespect to James. Yeah. I love James. I love to watch James.
D-Wade something else.
And his game is amazing. Skill set, unmatched. That's skill. That's what we had the conversation earlier. Skill versus what's God given.
Yeah, like Giannis got skill.
Hey, you see what happened?
Oh,
hey, my Giannis make my everybody better. Like I live a better life because
now
of
he do make everybody better. Now what I will say is, he maximizes his strengths.
Yes, sir.
He maximizes his strengths. And a lot of people, I think, when you get to this league, a lot of people want to be able to do everything, mm-hmm. and that might be the worst thing you could do. If you could just do one thing great, you might get a chance in this league. But a lot of motherfuckers that do a lot of different things average, you might see them playing somewhere else. But if you can find something that you can do great, whether it be defend, whether it be shooting, whether it be playmaking, if you have one thing you can do great, then you got a better chance of making it in this league. The things that he does great are exceptional. The rebounding, the getting, the pushing out the paint. They've done a great job of building around him the things that he needs because all you're going to do is clog the paint on Giannis and he's spraying. Them boys just got to be ready to shoot.
Where do you rank him in the league right now?
Top five? What's my top five?
Sniper.
Where you got in the league right now?
I don't know. I don't really think too much about it. He ain't in my top five.
Oh, you did.
Who
better than him?
KD.
Woo, KD.
Bron.
Yep.
Joker.
You think Bron better than Giannis right now?
That's three.
Hell right. Yeah. Like at this moment.
Hell yeah.
Nah.
Tops in the league. Go, man.
Luka.
I forgot how the f- we got Luka. Embiid. That's an easy five.
Now, my only thing to that is we just talked about what people did and accomplishments now. Giannis got two of them things in a.
We talk about top five in the league right now. We ain't talk about when they retire and it's all over.
What's Milwaukee record right now, though?
Can he be top five by the time he retires? Of course he can. But at the end of the day, dog, as he gets older, taking it off the basket, going downhill on five people and dunking is not going to be realistic after a while.
But right now.
Right now, it's amazing.
He's better than Bron right now.
I don't go for that.
Man, the Lakers would trade for Giannis right now. If they said we could swap LeBron and Giannis right now, they would do.
I don't know about that.
No, they're going to do that because of age-wise. But
yeah I'm saying. Right but now.
I'm with you on Bron.
I don't know about that.
I love
you're
Bron.
You're asking
the wrong people. Have you seen Bron turn around?
Hey, like you say, Giannis made your life better?
Bron made your life.
Made it a little bit better, Cole.
I'm rolling. Bron my go-to, so I'm rolling.
No, I'm with Bron, but I'm saying right now at 39, Bron's not better than just 29 age. Giannis. Whoever Giannis is.
I'm not. Listen, this is not knocking anything that Giannis does, man. But what I'm saying, I'm going off skill set. I'm going off what I see. I watched after we lost that playoff series against Dallas in the playoffs. I watched Bron get in that lab and come back next summer, the next year, which I ain't never seen him do. I have not watched Giannis come back yet with something I ain't seen. I'm still waiting.
Listen, Giannis.
Skin 30?
Listen, Giannis won a chip. Giannis won a chip.
Oh, give me your top five then, Cole.
My top five?
In the league right now.
Giannis. Jason Tatum, Luka, Jokic. Dang, I don't know after that. Nah, Embiid ain't in my top five. I love Embiid, but he ain't in my top five. He be killing, but he be in and out. He get hurt all the time. I like people who I know I can be there. Like if I'm betting on whatever I'm betting on, I'm not betting on Embiid.
You gonna watch that Giannis 5-minute YouTube highlight with Yiki.
Yeah, talk to him.
What are you doing?
All right, Giannis might not have the best skill set, but he a dog, bro.
I like Giannis. This is not a knock on Giannis, man. People might say this motherfucker. Hey, listen, I ain't shoot threes towards the end of my career. He was just a mid-range jump shooter. That don't mean I was useless. That don't mean I wasn't a good player. That just means I didn't do what people wanted me to do at certain times or whatever. I don't mind Giannis' game. I think he can win if you put the right pieces around him. But what I'm saying is all the greats that I've played with, I watched them every year get better and better and better. They didn't say it was about him. They didn't say it was about the coach. They got in the fucking lab, and they came back better. That's all I'm saying. Listen, this is not a knock, bro, but I watched the greats get better every year. I have not seen him come back with something that I didn't see the year before.
That's right.
That's all I'm waiting for.
I remember he couldn't shoot threes at all.
Huh?
He would go 0 for 8. He'd go Giannis. Now he go like 2 for 8. He getting better.
Come on, Cole.
Listen, man, we can all chuck that motherfucker. Make a couple.
Oh, average is
there. Yeah, but we ain't worried. Are you worried about that in the scouting report? No, the scouting report is get back, build a wall. Get back in transition and build the wall. Nobody is worried about Giannis in the half court. Huh?
You said Vogel did that to you with the patient.
Bad scouter. Left me. You see how that worked out for him, don't you?
All right, so do that with Giannis if you want to. Play with that.
No.
They did it.
Listen, we get back. We build a wall. We close out on the sprays.
What happened?
They ain't had the same team when they did that, though. They ain't have the same players.
They ain't had me. Yeah, huge.
Two out of the last three years, we faced Milwaukee in the playoffs, and we beat them two out of the three. With whom some would say less talent we had.
Who's whom?
The critics.
The people.
I don't know how y'all be
all the athletic motherfuckers.
I don't know how y'all be finding the players they be finding. Huh? It'd be a person. Y'all develop talent better than anybody ever seen, bro.
I got another question for fans. I don't know who asked this one because it doesn't say it on the screen. Who was your hardest, most dreaded matchup?
Me?
Yep.
D Rose before he got hurt. By far.
That was like, an easy one. He had to think about it.
Man.
I ain't going to lie to you. It was a lot of people's most dreaded matchup.
He was unbelievable. He was fast, strong. Every play was ran for him. They ran forehead, that pick and roll, side pick and roll with him and Booze. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he'd get to the rim, and he was, like, relentless. Like, every single time he was trying to score or he was trying to make a play, he was too hard to guard. He was so strong. Like, and I knew him since I was 13. So it's like, damn, you've been like this since I was 13.
Yeah. Where was you then? Where were you playing at then when this was?
I was in Atlanta when I hated guarding, but when high school growing up, but in Atlanta.
Long history.
Come on, I knew him since I was 13. Nice. Nah, I mean. I shot that motherfucker in high school. I was scared of high school. I was like, I can go back at you in the NBA. Joe was like, hey, bring that motherfucker here now. Jamal, like, hey, I told you, like, Jamal crazy. That's my guy. He used to have a little say. Jamal is funny as hell. He'll give you money. So he'll build a relationship with you. So when you get in the game, he like, hey, motherfucker, hey. Remember I took you out to eat last night? Here. And then you had – my team was crazy. I had Josh doing the same thing, Al doing that, Marvin doing that, Jamal doing that, Joe. And if I pass it to Joe, Jamal would be like, all right, now next time you come down this morning, make sure you look to that left now. Don't do that.
How great is it to be a point guard?
Man, I used to be like, man, Kirk, you got it, Kirk. I want to come off the bench. They want the ball too much. I'm trying to shoot too. I'm broke, man. Hold on.
Try to get them averages.
I'm trying to average 13, 14.
Hey, that mentality different when
you're
broke.
You got some good dinners out of it, though.
For sure. Definitely had the best dinners, best nights out Miami. When Bibby was on team, took me to live. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Ooh, live on Sunday.
Come on, man. It was a time. Man, it was a time.
Live on Sunday, then right after King of Diamonds.
See, I ain't.
That's why I got a whole new respect for y'all. Y'all play in Miami, bro. Deal with this one on the court.
The first year we won that 06 championship, we had our own corner called Championship Corner.
That's crazy.
But we had it was our whole corner. When we get back from a club, when we land in the city, you know nothing closing Miami until 6 o'clock.
That's
we land at 2 a.m. Me, Antoine Walker, Gary Payton. We straight to the KOD
for Championship Corner. What Coach Riley told you all on the timeout?
I'm gonna start giving out PUIs, playing under the influence. Because $2,500 for coming here smelling like that.
I think it's probably harder to play in Atlanta than Miami, though.
Yeah, Jack.
I ain't going to lie to you. You agree, UD?
Yeah, buddy.
Atlanta is tough, man.
Yeah, buddy. You got Magic City, Onyx, Strokers, Body Tap. The list goes on.
Man, and
the list goes on.
Like you said, everything is after hours. It's Atlanta a tough place to play as a young dude. I got drafted, when I was 19, turned 20? And everybody on my team already had got paid. So I was coming into a team where everybody got – 40 million, 50, 60, 70 million. Oh, man. Yeah.
That's a tough city, too.
You ain't had to worry about nothing in Minnesota. You had to worry about nothing in Minnesota.
Nothing.
You ain't got to worry about that.
My man, not even focus on that. We were good. I ain't had to worry about nothing. Could wait to leave. Like, oh, we got a game up on the road. You know, you usually hate going on the road. I was excited. We going to Memphis tonight? Memphis Hotel.
Calm down now.
Memphis Hotel.
Oh, man.
Talk about top 5 weeks in the league.
Man, them little funky ass ducks be walking out and they got you.
I love
watching
you, Memphis.
What's that hotel when we walking? We coming down the elevator for a game. We getting ready to go to the bus and they stop us for these little fucking ducks.
Peabody, coach.
Yeah, the Peabody.
Who the fuck about them ducks?
All right.
And then the other one, the new one they built. Right across the street from the
Arena. Western.
Yeah,
the Western right across the street from the arena. Like,
damn, food good though. Food good in Memphis.
Man, we can do something.
Yeah, but that's just the Western. Good. They put it right across from the arena, like it was, but it's just a Western.
Yeah, it's just a Western. But food good.
At Biscayne, Maine, who is the most boring guest that Jeff brought on this podcast? I want y'all to say this one.
Yeah,
what y'all got?
Them had that.
Interesting question.
Yeah, I done talked a lot on the show. I wouldn't say most boring. I would say the one that I wish we would have got a little bit more info out of, and it was due to time constraints, I would say Michael Blackson. I wouldn't say it was boring, but if we could redo our interview,
yeah, he'll find.
I would say
due to time constraints, huh?
So yeah, what's crazy about that is we had Michael Blackson on the show right before the Cat Williams shit dropped, but we had scheduled to drop it when that happened. It wasn't because of that. Hey, it was just how we, y'all know how scheduling works. Yeah. So Cat Williams comes out 2 days before we drop the episode. So when that episode come out, we like.
Timing on that was crazy.
Insane.
And that's the energy would have been different.
Yeah.
We wish it was a little bit later. Yeah.
All right, tell the truth.
Bro was.
Tell the truth. Tell what happened.
And it ain't even on, bro.
I was asleep.
Well, he had, but he.
I had just came back from Atlanta. And like you just said, Atlanta undefeated. So I fly back.
It damn sure is.
I get here like at 7 in the morning, and I'm thinking the time. Shout out to Mike. I thought the time was at 3. Yeah, it was at 12. So I'm knocked out. So then I had to guess wait, and it's my fault. The energy was just off. It was my bad.
I ain't putting, bro. We a team. But I'm saying, I wish it was.
Club 520 sticking together. You see
that's
this?
That's how it's supposed to be.
Turning on me all the time.
That's how it's supposed to be. Nah, I can't.
I'm saying it was supposed to be. I feel like if this was like a night interview and he could have saw that Cat interview, I feel like
different. Yeah, that would have gave him more content. Everything would have been greater.
Right.
So we're going to run it back with Mike.
Everything would have been better.
Speaking about stuff on Club 520, you said some outrageous about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, man, what was that about? Now, you talk about the king like
that. All right, listen. He is the king. He from Indy. He from, well, not Indy, but Indiana. He from Gary, Indiana.
Yes.
So we love Michael Jackson. Like, I love him too. Like, that's my favorite artist. But all I was saying is, when he went white, no shot.
White meaning his skin?
Yeah, his skin.
Sammy Sosa. Yeah,
he used to be
Sammy
black.
Sosa.
Yeah, he was black.
Sammy Sosa. But he got with his voice.
When he got white, his voice kind of got white too. That's what I'm saying.
This is gassing him. He loved it.
You did.
Look, no, he loved it.
Look, dog, I'm just saying, like, the older he got and the lighter he got, there's no smaller. His vocals do it, like.
Well, we're going to start singing like Michael Bolton.
Michael McDonald.
I'm going to say, what's the show on Netflix always? We was talking about, me and you were talking about the
We Are the World, Doc.
We Are the World. Like, he was amazing.
Oh, man, I love that, Doc.
He was amazing. Like, voice was unbelievable. I'm saying as he got older, I was like, he didn't age gracefully. Hey, his voice did.
Was it me or do Lionel Richie look younger in the doc than he did back in the day when he was in the studio?
Yeah, I swear.
Like, damn, that's good work.
Yeah, he getting hella Botox younger, going crazy.
He looked younger now doing his interviews than he did back then
that's
in the studio.
Yeah, that's the clone.
That's because he got away from Al Jarreau.
That's his doppelganger.
He got away from Al Jarreau. Al Jarreau was in that documentary wilding.
Man. Drunk as hell in there.
Oh, God.
Drunk as hell
he
in
was
there.
Bugging, bro. He was in
but he, what I really think took, and he had a little oil in me. I think
what I was sipping
out of pocket when he said Drake could sing better than Michael.
I didn't say he could sing better. I said just as good.
He's like, who the f*** would y'all want to hear that? What Michael Jackson little lyric you said?
I don't remember.
Man,
human nature. What about
I just listened.
Human
to
nature.
It.
That bad. That's a human nature.
Listen.
He said he did. You said you gonna listen to none of his songs and say that sound good.
Yeah, but
what about Man in the Mirror?
That Mike wasn't. He was still mixed.
He was beating the allegations then.
Yeah, he was mixed right there.
Yeah, the mix is crazy.
Well, first of all, the craziest part is you said a rapper could sing better than him.
No, I was saying they make like because the conversation started because we was talking about Drake and Michael Jackson, who was the best.
Yeah.
Who was the best? Like because he beat him on number one hits or whatever. And I was like, Michael Jackson voice wasn't all that as he got older. But they clipped that. They don't ever say that. I said it when he got older. And I was like, Drake damn near sing just as good as him. And He took it overboard.
We tried to stop
I
him.
I just didn't want you to be on the Shade Room Baller.
And you got me on the Shade Room and Baller Alert and all that.
I was trying to be cool. Sometimes we go at it. That's our dynamic on the show. But I'd be like, bro, I can't let you just go off.
Listen, I was bugging. I'm going to say here, I was tripping.
The one thing I say about these podcasts, you don't got to deal with that because you don't never say nothing crazy. One thing I tell you about these podcast boys, they feel like when you say something, you got an opinion. Like they got to say and have their opinion back. But I'm saying it on a platform where it's going out to the world. These motherfuckers reach out to me personally and DM me and talk crazy.
Come on, man.
We don't never disrespect nobody personally. That's why I be getting tight. Like, he don't be caring, but he really be bothering me because he really don't be coming that much.
Yeah, people like to come at you crazy like on these podcasts like by having an opinion.
And the worst part about it is they don't never hear the 8 times you bigged them up or the positive stuff you say about them. They hear one clip from one piece and be like, man, y'all hating on me. Listen to the last 8 episodes we said you was cold.
Yeah.
You get no text about that.
Yeah. Like when D-Wade, when I said that about D-Wade, oh my God.
My boy was ready to call it a quit.
I was like, yeah, I'm done podcasting, y'all.
I'm
done, y'all.
We was about to be one and done.
Yeah, I was like,
let me tell you something.
It was fun, man.
When Bam told that story about what happened with Bill Russell, that was the first time I was like, man, I'm out of here. I'm done with this.
Yeah, I was like, damn, they ain't edit that part.
That's how you done with it. When I seen you say, I said, oh, they potting.
Yeah,
they potting. Yeah, let's go.
They next.
Because my thing.
Yeah, I was like, they up next now.
Bam told that story, and that was a story that I never intended on getting out. You know what I'm saying? That's everybody. We all outside our house with our family that don't get outside the house. So when Bam told that story, I never intended on that story getting out. What people don't understand is they try to make it about Bill Russell. It was never about Bill Russell. It was about the Celtics.
Yeah.
It was never about Bill Russell. It was about the Celtics. People say, like, why you ain't complaining about MJ jersey hanging? Because we wasn't playing Chicago. We was playing the Bulls. I mean, we was playing Celtics. Yeah. So why the fuck would I complain about MJ jersey and here we playing the Celtics? My team gonna look at me like, you old and see now? We not even playing them right now.
Yeah.
So like, it had nothing to do with the individual person.
People miss the message all the
time. Yeah, it had nothing to do with the individual person. It just had to do with the Celtics. And everybody know how I feel about the Celtics. Everybody know how I feel about Buddy them.
Redacted.
Yeah, everybody know how I feel about Buddy them.
Who Buddy and them?
I ain't gonna say Buddy name because somebody gonna get hurt because I'm gonna stop playing him. I'm gonna leave him alone for somebody to get hurt.
Oh, Paul Fish.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave Buddy.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't be with all them Twitter fingers and all them games playing. Like, I'm gonna leave that alone for somebody to get hurt.
I ain't gonna lie. I always say funny. I think funny. I play too much. That was funny, though.
Which one?
Well, he said that, like, you still was giving it. Like, we all know you earned your retirement. Like, everybody know that.
The pettiness.
But
was
the
so
pettiness
crazy.
That he said that was like, it was good.
I got real smoke.
Yeah.
And then you guys, did you see my response?
We did.
Yeah, no, we did.
Oh, we did.
I meant that from the bottom of my heart. I meant that from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to spare you because I know you ain't like that. Mm. I'm going to spare you.
But that is
you looking
funny
at me in my mother's eyes. I'm with it. The motherfucker think when you get money, like, you got to separate from certain. I'm still my daddy's child.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
My daddy's child. My daddy ain't raised no punk, and I don't play no games.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm with all that.
I love it.
What I'm going to do is I'm gonna disconnect from that situation because I don't play like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because one thing, what I said, I spoke on them as Celtics players. I never spoke on their accolades. I never spoke on what they accomplished. I always give them credit for that.
Yep.
Now you on some other. I ain't playing that game.
Nah, that ain't basketball.
I'm going to leave that alone before I hurt you. And I mean that.
Nah, respect.
So, hey, put my glasses
put
back,
glasses
on.
Back on.
Yeah.
Put the glasses back on.
Yeah.
Put the Patricia back up, OG.
Put my glasses back on.
Put the Patricia. The Patricia went crazy.
Don't understand this, dog. I get on this podcast and I go meet with commissioners and I go meet with lawyers and I sit down. But boy, I'm still in the hood every day. Every day. I still got, they own that.
Yeah.
I got to talk him off that. Hey, man, we too old for that right now.
Hey,
Now
that he's got his glasses back on, this next segment is brought to you by Prize Picks.
Nah, don't stop me now. That.
There we y'all go, Mike.
Ass. Y'all ass.
Get that ass right there, Mike.
There you go.
Ass. No, but that's real, though. That's real.
Nah, but you got your jersey retired. What was that moment like for you?
That was a great moment, man, for a kid that's coming from Miami, born and raised. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have these dreams where, oh, I was walking down the street and I always knew I was going to buy my mama this house. I always knew I was going to make it. I didn't know what I was going to make. I didn't know if I was going to buy my mama a house. I didn't know what the next day was going to be like for me. Yeah. You talk about a mother who really came out that. You feel me? Like, I was homeboys going to funerals. I done been to more funerals than I done been to birthday parties. You know what I'm saying? I got a closet full of Rest in Peace t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't dying from natural causes. So, you know what I'm saying? So I never had a dream of, oh, when I'm 30 or when I'm, I didn't even know if I was going to make it. What I did was every day just hit the ground running. Kept my head down, stayed out of trouble, and just pushed forward. If somebody knocked me off my pivot, I got my ass back up. You know what I'm saying? And this is where I ended up. So it's just for me, it's just a product of the hard work.
And no bullshit, for real, there's no one that deserves more than him. Because you just saw that. I'm telling you, that's what he's done and what he's accomplished is unbelievable.
No.
I dropped the motherfucker off at the airport to go overseas.
Damn.
I picked his ass up.
He did.
And I seen where he came from. Like, that, like, man, I know everyone has a story, but he earned it. 20 years at that? I mean, come on, man.
Well, undersized big, but that's crazy.
And what people don't understand is, for a lot of people, and Jeff, you can speak on this, there's very few guys in this league that's going to get to choose the role they want.
Yeah.
Of course, we all want to choose our role. We all want to be comfortable in our role.
The roles they want are here playing in Indianapolis.
Exactly.
Today.
It's maybe one or two guys. It's maybe one or two guys that got the role they want on a team.
Yeah.
And the rest of us got to show that we can help these guys win.
Mm-hmm.
So all the people at home, don't get mad at me because I showed that I can help people win because I wasn't that guy. Okay, cool. That's fine not being that guy. But I'm still just important. Like I tell people, man, you got a bus driver, you got passengers, and you got the mother that's under the hood changing the oil in the tires. Yeah. If I don't change the oil in the tires, this ain't moving.
Nah.
You feel me? So I got to do my part. And I did my part every time.
That's a hell of a mechanic.
I did my part every time. And
made a lot of money doing it.
I ain't tripping falling to the rebounder record either, mother.
Ah!
So for everybody that sit at home and say he don't deserve it, okay, I got the rebounder record, offensive rebounder record, defensive rebounder record, and the regular defensive rebounder record. So all that I earned, man, I'm just thankful, but that's just hard work.
Congrats. Salute. No, bro, we tapped in. No. All respect to your 20 years.
But I appreciate you bringing that up, dog. That was big for the city. That was big for my people. Because it's also showing people from where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? You can make it.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
You had a great career, bro. And I ain't going to lie. I'm jealous, bro. I wish Atlanta loved me like Miami loved you.
You ain't from there, though.
Exactly. But what you doing here? What you doing here? I mean, we talked about it earlier. And I know, you know, we got to shut it down real quick. But just how you impacting the city.
Sure.
Coaching basketball, you got your family involved.
Yeah.
A lot of times when we come with these kids that come from communities with broken homes, they don't have their father around.
Mm-hmm.
So to see you with your father, and your brother, and just to have that structure, a lot of kids that come from where we come from don't see that.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Then you say, I heard you say you have a gym here.
Yep.
So you're investing in your community, dog. Yeah,
definitely.
You're giving kids things to do besides f***ing up.
Oh, man,
you know what I'm saying? So that should be spoke about.
Instead of all that
people speak about, that's the kind of people should be talking about.
So
you investing in your community too. So, you know, big shout out for that, dog.
I appreciate it, bro, for sure.
And you got your homies on the pod, which the things about it is we always get to a certain level where you fall out and all that, but y'all still together.
Nah, we definitely my guys, man. We trying to make it happen. But
before we get out of here, though, we do have one.
And I still got this motherfucker here. I got to carry this dead weight. Come on, man.
The mechanic speaking, ain't it? Prize Picks top duos, man. All right, what do we say whenever we do one of these Prize Picks top five? What do we say? Don't what?
You better not say that last one.
What? Don't what?
You better not say that last one.
I'm going to say whatever I want to say.
Don't say that last one.
Prize Pick top duels. All right? Y'all at me, whatever y'all want to do, all right? Kyrie, Luka, LeBron, Anthony Davis.
The last one going to pile up.
Joker, Murray, Kevin Durant, D-Book.
Go ahead. Say it.
Tatum and Brown. That's it. That's five.
Okay.
We're up in the Damian Giannis.
I ain't got more top five. Explain to me who you taking out. That's the whole thing about
Murray,
these top five.
I'm taking Murray and Jokic up.
The champs?
Yeah. I think Jokic is fire. I think Murray is a great player. Unbelievable. But as a duo, I think this year, not past year, this year, I don't think he's top five in a duo.
You. What you got? Nothing? You like it? Don't like it?
I like that five.
All right.
I like the five you said.
Okay.
What's the last one?
Paulo and Fries, baby.
That's home cooking.
I love that dude, though. That's nice.
PB5, like that.
Yeah.
PB5, like that.
I like Paulo and Fries personally, but they not the top five duo right
now. I'm going to say over David Giannis.
Not the top five duo right now.
What you got?
It's just home cooking.
Yeah, that's home cooking for sure.
Yeah, he's an agent.
It's Bron. It's Bron.
Yeah, he's an agent.
I'm biased. Kyrie, my favorite player. I'm calling it Kyrie Luka.
Yeah, I like that duo, though.
I got Kyrie Luka. What you got?
I'm going to rock with AD and Bron.
I like that.
That's your best duo. So you got Dame, Giannis.
Not, they ain't the best duo. All
right.
But they deserve to be on that list. But my best duo had to be Kyrie and Luka.
So nobody going to say Paul George and Kawhi?
God, that's a good one.
We ain't gonna, that ain't no duo?
I thought it was going off the list.
Yeah.
His list. What's your list?
Damn, you on your why? Hey, why my list?
Now listen. Listen, nobody
at Money Mike.
Nobody at home gonna hear that. They're just gonna hear beep his list. Beep his list.
Shout out to monetization.
That's my number one then, for sure.
Damn.
I done winning the chip, bro.
Now I'm gonna go back. Now I'm gonna go back and I would say that Kawhi and Paul George, I like that duo.
I do too. I like
elite duo.
That is an elite duo.
Who am I taking off of there on that one?
Franz.
Well, yeah, that's
PB5. Maybe
Tatum and Brown?
Tatum and Brown.
You know, I don't Celtics, so they ain't on my list anyway.
Y'all think Paul George and Kawhi better than Tatum and Brown right now?
That's a great conversation.
That's a great conversation.
They went up in Boston and dropped that ass off.
They went
up in Boston and handled their business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We might find out.
They playing crazy right now.
Yeah. Damn, I got water in my mouth. I done drank some more. Cut.
So, yeah. Damn. Tatum. That'd be a good finals, though.
It'd be great finals.
Boston Clippers.
Damn.
Absolutely. Especially with James Harden playing.
Before we get out here, the fear of the deer. Can they win it with Doc coaching them? Can they win it with what's got going on over there in Milwaukee?
First or last?
You're going to go last because I know you got something to say.
They could win it. Doc is a – he's not my favorite coach, like, to watch the game. Like, if I watch how they run offense and how they play, it's not my favorite coach, but I think they can win. I think Pat Bev changed a lot for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be great for their team. But I definitely think they can win. But I'm not banking on them. But fear of the deer.
Do I think they can win?
Yeah. Can they win the East?
They can, but I don't think they will. I mean, I think when, you know, first of all, I think karma. Karma, what you did to Adrian Griffin wasn't cool. You come out there and doing the goddamn.
Hold on, what were they doing?
Watusi.
What were they doing?
The Watusi. Whatever that. Yeah, that's karma, man. Karma is a motherfucker, man. So, yeah, I don't think that, you know, that they gonna win it. Nah, not for me. And then and also when you're in a 7-game series and it's not gonna show now because you're playing one game a night.
Yeah.
But when you get in a 7-game series, I think your habits start to reveal themselves, and I think the reason why they won't beat a team like Boston is because of habits. You know what I'm saying? We know Doc and what he brings to the table. Years of experience, a player coach, but he's not known for getting guys out of their comfort zone. It's kind of like, I'll work with you and meet you in the middle. At the end of the day, we're trying to win more championships. I don't need to meet you nowhere but at the goddamn parade. I don't need to meet you nowhere but at the parade, mother. You got a job to do. So if I'm coming in here trying to make you feel uncomfortable, if I'm coming in here as a coach trying to make you comfortable, I've already lost.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So all that, you could take a day off and we want the coach that we want. Nah, motherfucker, everything ain't going to go your way. Sometimes get comfortable being uncomfortable. So in a 7-game series, I feel like the habits are going to win out because I don't feel like Milwaukee will have the habits that they need.
So wrapping it up, appreciate y'all coming in, man. For real.
Yeah, appreciate y'all having us, man.
My shirt.
Nah, this was fun, man.
In Indianapolis.
We got to do it again. We got to do it in Miami, though.
Yo, come to the city.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Come to the city.
Dead ass. Nah.
Yeah, we got to do it again.
Love away games.
Yeah, we're going to come to the city.
Yeah.
Find a nice little.
Y'all good on the road, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all travel well.
Average 25 on the road.
Hey, man.
Put up with no assist.
But real talk, man. Y'all 520. It's awesome.
I appreciate
y'all coming here. Blessing us.
I love everything y'all do. Big fans.
Yep. Big fans. Appreciate y'all coming in.
Y'all having us, man.
Yes, y'all.
That's what we look for when we look at podcasts, man. We like to be entertained. We like authenticity. You know what I'm saying? The relationship. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate that.
Appreciate y'all. Thanks,
man.
Appreciate it, fellas.